Hello, this is an audio blog tour of ReligiousCultsInfo.com. My name is John Huddle, and I'm a former member of the Word of Faith Fellowship in Spindale, North Carolina. I came to be a part of Word of Faith by first becoming a member of Word of Life Fellowship, or Word of Life Church, in Greenville, South Carolina. That group over the years evolved into a sister church, becoming a near complete reflection of Word of Faith in doctrine, beliefs, and practices. Starting in Greenville in 1992 and then moving to be a part of Word of Faith in 2002, my tenure at Word of Faith spanned over 16 years. This includes the trips to Word of Faith from Greenville, of which there were many. This blog consists of reflections from my time there as well as insights gathered since my departure. I am neither a licensed health professional nor a cult expert of any sort, though I am an avid reader of cult survivor books as well as other works that give background to cult mind control. Many of the reflections from my time at Word of Faith are dependent on my memories. I admit that my memories are not perfect, and I certainly do not pretend to be a Word of Faith historian. These posts, for the most part, tell my story of being inside a Word of Faith, what I saw, what I heard, and the services I attended, things that did not add up in the overall picture, as well as how I lived in the group and how I was treated. I do share in brief terms what happened to cause my exit after 16 years. Okay, once you get to the website, you'll see that the most recent post is just below the header to the left side. There is only part of the post that is displayed. This allows for more information to be seen on your screen. The read more of this entry line at the bottom of what you see is a link to finish reading the post that you started. Once you select this prompt and finish reading the post, there are suggested posts at the bottom which may be related. Each title of the post that you see there is a link to that post. There is a place to leave a comment towards the bottom of every post. By scrolling over the tag words that you see there and clicking, you can see all the posts related to that tag. By selecting a category list as shown beside the prompt posted in, you can see all the posts that are listed in the category. The Technorati tags at this time are not available. Scrolling over the title of the blog at the top of any page and clicking it will return you to the home page. Now, to the right hand side, there's listed the five most recent posts in descending date order. Selecting the title and can give you access to that post. Underneath the recent post listing is a title of categories. By selecting the drop-down prompt, you will see all the categories in which posts are grouped. Posts can be listed in more than one category. The category titles are links to the posts in that category. A new category is Word of Faith Fellowship and Money Issues. The uncategorized option does include every post. Next, follow down the right hand side and you'll see a list of pages. Now these pages show whenever the blog is accessed. Welcome New Reader page and the About Author page provide some basics about the blog, and I encourage everyone to read the Terms of Use page. Scrolling down on the right hand side will show you the subscribe options for this blog. There is an RSS feed option as well as an email update option. Readers who have subscribed to the email option have told me how convenient it is to get an email whenever the new post becomes available. We do not collect personal information, and we do not sell or lease or profit any way from readers accessing the material on this website. Following down on the right hand side are the links to other sites that may be of interest. We do not verify information contained in these links. We list ones that may prove helpful in any further research or study that our readers may do on the subject of cults or mind control. Below the links are listed comments in descending date order regardless of the age of the post. By selecting the comment or post title, you will gain access to the comment and the post for which it is attached. At the bottom of the page, there's an option to scroll back to previous post in descending date order. It is hoped that this format is easy for readers to access any of the over 100 posts which are available. Any suggestions can be sent to the email address author@religiouscultsinfo.com. Thank you for listening to this audio blog tour.